Eskom's Just Energy Transition, or JET plan, reportedly focuses on achieving net zero carbon emissions by 2050 with a net increase in sustainable jobs. To achieve its JET vision, Eskom must shut down 7 of its older coal-fired power stations, which will have reached retirement at the end of their operating life. Now, to tell us about the power utilities JET plan is Synergy Global Consulting's associate, Dan Sonnenberg. Dan, welcome to Rise FM.
Thanks, Indisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. But just to start off our conversation, Dan, what is the Just Energy Transition and why is it so relevant to the parastatal right now?
So the Just Energy Transition is a move away from energy that is generated from coal. And the reason that we're moving away from coal is because coal, the burning of coal, I should say, is a major contributing factor to global warming. So the planet is heating up. Eskom is a major contributor, is the largest contributor of greenhouse gases in South Africa, 45%. So it stands to reason that if we are going to reduce our emissions by 2050, Eskom will have to come along and help out, and that's what it's doing. It so happens, as you point out, that its fleet of coal-fired power stations, not all of them, but many of them, are coming to the end of their lives. So this is a good opportunity to align our climate change goals with a transformation in where we get our electricity from.
Yeah. And are there other national processes taking place that are looking at the Just Energy Transition?
So there are several in the country. The most prominent is the Presidential Climate Commission's process to put together a framework for this Just Transition process. So whatever Eskom's doing will fit into what the country is doing as a whole.
And interesting, this is obviously some sort of study that's being put together, but who is funding it and who would then be conducting it on behalf of Eskom?
Okay, so Eskom approached the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, DEFF, with the idea for the project. The DEFF secured the funding through an entity called the NDC Partnership, and the money ultimately comes from the German government. So, but the results, the important thing is that the results of the study are going to Eskom for Eskom's consideration and implementation.
And for those of you who've just tuned in... Oh, yes.
No, sorry, carry on.
No.
So you're asking me who's doing the study. So the consortium is being led by a Johannesburg-based company called Genesis Analytics, and the consortium comprises Genesis, the company that I work for called Synergy Global Consulting. We're the social experts. We're assisted by an outfit called the Impact Catalyst, based at the SRR in Pretoria. The technical side of things, there are two companies, Turner and Townsend, and SMEC Consulting.
And for those of you who've just tuned in and are wondering what we are discussing, we are joined by Synergy Global Consulting's associate, Dan Sonnenberg, on Eskom's JET plan. And Dan, just out of interest, when can we expect this impact statement to be completed? Do we have a timeline sort of set up?
So we're approximately halfway through our process. And what we're doing now is looking at options for repowering, meaning what electricity can we generate using alternative fuels, energy sources, the wind, the sun, and so forth, on the existing power station site, or to what other purpose could the power station facility and land be used other than for the generation of electricity. So we're busy looking at those different options, which are designed to mitigate whatever negative impacts come from using the power station for not for coal-fired electricity generation. So we'll be done by the end of March 2023, and between now and then, and certainly after that, you know, there'll be processes whereby external parties, people on the ground, will be able to ask about the process, contribute, and be consulted.
So currently, the study is basically focusing on the alternatives that are available for the country just to sort of transition from coal.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's a way of looking at it. You know, it's easy to talk about and say, you know, you're going to move from coal to this, but it's not, as I've said before, Friday the power station closes down and Monday it opens up and there's something else. You know, we're talking about, you know, large time scales, big projects, lots of agreements and negotiation that has to take place. But that's the idea. And, you know, the vision is, aside from moving away from coal, you know, Eskom wants Mpumalanga to thrive, and to thrive using alternative sources of energy as well. It's also important to stress that, you know, we're not going to suddenly go to the garage and there's going to be no coal for the braai. You know, we're not suddenly cutting off coal. Coal will be in the mix. Eskom will still have coal-fired power stations, Kendal, Kusile, Madupi, Matimba, and so forth. But the mix of power is going to change. And that's a process it's going to take decades. Probably by the time I reach the end of my life, you know, there'll be some change on the ground, but there'll still be coal-fired power stations.
And you also alluded to, obviously, stakeholder engagements later on. Will affected people then also have an opportunity to contribute to the study?
So there's an email address that went out with the radio announcement on your station and on others, as well as in the print media, justtransition@synergy-global.net. And we are certainly talking intensively to district and local authorities, businesses, Eskom's stakeholder engagement forums at the power stations, and other engagement with stakeholders. Because of the short duration of the study and the extensive scope, you know, we can't talk to every single person. But if people have got something to say, then they must use the email address and send an email, and they'll be replied to one way or the other.
Thank you so much, Dan, for joining us. And I'm so happy to hear that we're not going to wake up one day and someone's just going to turn off the switch for all the coal power stations. So that puts me at ease a little bit.
Well, it would be great if we could continue this conversation on platforms such as yours. So bear all of this in mind, please.
But thank you once again.
Thanks, Denise. Have a good evening.
And that was Synergy Global Consulting's Associate Dan Sonnenberg on the Power Utilities Jet Plan, which is aimed at achieving a net zero carbon emissions by 2050. It is taking care of business. You're listening to Rise FM.